The UN Security Council convenes today for a special session under the shadow of possible war in the Persian Gulf, hours after President Bush told the nation that the United States does not need permission to defend itself. The administration will try again today to get Security Council endorsement for military action to disarm Iraq. The council is meeting to hear a report by UN inspectors who have spent the past 3 months assessing Iraq's compliance with UN demands. But the larger issue is a draft resolution before the council, sponsored by the United States, Britain, and Spain. NPR's Vicky O'Hara's in New York. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
President Bush said last night that the U.S. is demanding a vote on the resolution no matter what. Can it win approval?
It certainly doesn't look like it, at least not as written. France, Russia, Germany, and China say they would block any resolution that authorizes war against Iraq, and all of them except Germany have veto power in the Security Council. But even if you discount the possibility of a veto, it's unlikely that the resolution could get the necessary 9 votes among the 15 Security Council countries for approval. Only 4 of them have supported it publicly. 6 say they're undecided, but in private conversations, some of those countries have expressed serious opposition. The 3 African nations, which are Cameroon, Angola, and Guinea, are extremely worried about what a war would do to their fragile economies. And there also is great resentment against the United States for what other governments view as an abuse of power, as well as a double standard. People say the U.S. is ready to go to war against Iraq for failing to comply with the U.N., but that the U.S. disregards the fact that Israel repeatedly has done the same thing.
The Security Council also was bitterly divided last fall over this issue, but it ended up approving a resolution on Iraq by a unanimous vote. Maybe the divisions have been exaggerated.
You know, to some extent, they probably have. What you're witnessing here is serious diplomatic brinksmanship. Governments take very dogmatic positions in public, trying to convince the other side that they're not going to compromise. They try to keep up the pressure on the opposition to give in. But this time around, the possibility of war is so imminent that the various governments involved have taken extremely hardline positions that it would be difficult to back away from, even if they wanted to.
What about the possibility of a compromise?
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw raised that possibility yesterday. He said that his government is prepared to consider an amendment to the resolution that's before the Council. Last night, Secretary of State Colin Powell met privately with the foreign ministers from Britain, France, Germany, Spain, and Qatar. And his spokesman, Richard Boucher, told reporters afterward that Powell discussed various ideas with them about the resolution, including the possibility of changing the text. The British have suggested incorporating some sort of a short deadline for compliance by Iraq, and that's similar to a Canadian proposal that calls for setting disarmament tests for Iraq to meet possibly by the end of March. Canada isn't on the Security Council, but some of the undecided members who are on the Council, such as Chile and Mexico, have expressed support for that idea.
In the end, isn't the Security Council likely to find itself back in the same place, trying to agree whether Iraq has done enough to avert war?
Yes, it is, and that's one reason why U.S. officials say they don't want to extend this process. They're afraid that the deadline will just keep getting pushed back. And on the other side, those who think war isn't justified are unlikely to go along with a resolution that includes any automatic trigger for military action.
The U.N.'s chief inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei are briefing the council today. Are there likely to be any surprises?
I don't think so. Hans Blix tipped his hand a few days ago in a news conference here. At that point, he said that Iraq has shown some signs of increasing cooperation in the last few weeks, but there are still serious questions about Iraq's chemical and biological programs. So it's very likely to be a mixed review as it has been before. And so in the end, it will simply come right back to the Security Council to make a decision.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.